Hey, Chicks in the Office listeners, you can find every episode on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. What's up, everyone? It's Chicks in the Office with Rhea and Fran giving you that Friday energy on a Friday. And it is a great Friday indeed.
Woohoo! Yeah, baby.
Fran, we're feeling great today.
Yeah.
Aren't we?
We are.
I'd also like to start off by saying that Noah and I took a huge step in our relationship about 2 minutes ago. Mm. Huge step. We were bickering. And then...
Honestly, more than bickering, almost.
We were fighting.
Everyone's
it
wasn't bickering. Using their words.
And we were using
our
words.
You know it's like kind of getting serious when Fran like looks down
and says nothing.
Just because she like doesn't want to be a part of it.
Exactly. We then apologized to each other.
You did?
Yes.
And it was beautiful. Now we're past it and we feel great.
Yep.
And
does his John Mayer shirt come in?
I gotta check shipping on.
Also, now that you mention it, to let people know, I will not be bribed by John Mayer shirts. I don't need any more John Mayer shirts.
Any bribes?
How do I track?
Maybe
it?
Other stuff, but I'm good on John Mayer shirts.
Okay, so specifically, he is open to bribes, but not with John Mayer shirts because he has enough of those. Yeah.
Not from johnmayerstore.com.
Yeah,
that is where I take
have everything
space.
On that website at this point.
You got a limited edition shirt
I
coming
did.
Your
Thank
way,
you.
Anyways. Yeah, no problem. You're the best. All right. And anyways, we have huge news for everybody. I think that if you follow us on social media, then you've seen it before, but we are officially going on tour. This is something that we've wanted to do for a really long time.
Yes. Lads on tour.
Lads on tour?
That's what they say when they're on holiday. Lads on tour.
Oh, lads on tour. Chicks out of the office.
Like Love Island, lads on tour, but it's chicks on tour.
Sure. Oh. Chicks out of the office, some are saying as well. But we have a bunch of shows. First up was Boston. So we put that out Wednesday night, sold out in like 10 minutes, which was awesome. I genuinely started crying to myself because I couldn't fathom the fact that people are paying to meet us. Like us, they're paying for a show, but there are tickets for like to hang out with us after or whatever. And I had like a moment.
I mean, we picked smaller venues because we no joke thought people like.
It's funny because like it seems like everyone here, like the whole like team, that live event team here, was like telling me before it went up, like it's gonna sell out like really fast. And it seems like we're the only ones who thought
we were the only ones who
100% people over here, they were like, you guys are gonna sell. I was like, wait, are we though? Like, I'm nervous. Like, I was so nervous that people would not buy tickets that I didn't even want to do the tour. Like, I started
that
getting
is kind of what has delayed us to this
point. I told Rhea like last night, I was like, oh, we are announcing tonight. She's like, what?
We've been
like,
talking about this for
and it's
2 years
and it's not because I 100% want to meet everyone, want to do it. It's like a fear, that I have. Yeah. So I started crying because I was like, oh my God, people are paying money to see us as human beings, me and you as individuals. That's insane. So thank you to everybody who bought tickets for the show in Boston. We will also be going to Philly October 14th, Nashville October 21st, Chicago October 28th, and then back at home, New York City, November 3rd. Now, those tickets are not on sale yet.
Yep.
Those will be on sale as the weeks go on. And we'll give everyone a notice because we didn't warn everyone this time. They just went on sale and they sold out in 10 minutes. And people were like, oh, we wish we had a little more notice. And so, drum roll. Noah, you can like add in a drum roll as well. We are adding a second Boston show on Wednesday, October 6th. And those tickets will be on sale today at 3 p.m. Eastern time.
Yes.
So that gives everybody notice. If you're listening in the morning, 3 p.m. Eastern time, you can get it on tickpick.com/chicks is where you buy the tickets. I'll say that again, tickpick.com/chicks. And this is all presented by Sling TV. So Sling TV, we love you guys. Thank you so much. We are so excited for this tour.
Yeah. Sling TV, thank you for jumping on with us. TickPick, you know, we've been talking about, they're hooking us up. We love TickPick. So we're so excited. Like we said, we've never done it before. So we are really, we're taking the podcast on the road. That's really how I feel about it. Because honestly, we just want to like talk to you guys. meet you guys, talk, have fun,
drink,
hang out, have some drinks. I'm super excited for the Philly show. I, you know, may or may not have realized that it is on Thursday Night Football and the Eagles are playing the Bucks, which is, you know, a huge game. And I think timing wise, it's just going to be very funny. Like, we're at a place that has TVs, like we can have the game on, but we can also do the show. And then when it's over, just stay there and watch football.
Yeah, it's going to be a great time.
Double whammy.
Yeah, and we're just excited to, like you said, meet everyone, talk to everyone, see your faces. I was so nervous thinking about just getting on stage in front of everybody because, I mean, I love a stage. We know that. But the last time I was on stage, you know, was my fourth grade play for King Louis. So it's been a while since I've...
Is that true?
Well, you know the Seussical story. What? I was supposed to do Seussical. I got lice.
Oh, yeah.
Anyways, so I do think like...
Mine was eighth grade, narrator number two in Aladdin.
Oh, wait. If people went to Kallenberg or didn't go to Kallenberg or just know Long Island high schools, they know Blue and Gold, I did narration.
Yeah.
So the big, that is big stage. Anyways, we're really excited.
Yeah.
We're going to have special guests in each city. There's going to be special guests. We don't want to tell you who they are.
Yeah, yeah.
They're just going to bring them out. And we're going to surprise people.
We might not even know who they are yet.
May not know either. So, but they will be there. And it's going to be a great time. I'm excited for every single city individually, all for different reasons. Boston is like, you know, that's where Barstool started. So it's like, you know, real diehard stoolies are in Boston. They're everywhere.
That's like legendary. Faneuil Hall.
Where is that?
Like the
area.
Where we are.
Like,
yeah.
You know, like that whole.
Like, that's not the place we're going to.
No. But like, it is in Faneuil. I don't even honestly know how that works, but it says Faneuil Hall, like on Ned Devine's.
Yes, it's in that area. I don't know exactly
what that
is. Because
you know, like the whole huge strip where it's like a billion different food places in that's in that area.
Yes. My parents always bring that up. I don't know.
Faneuil Hall. Yeah. We took a trip there in seventh grade.
Yeah. Well, we're going to be there. Fran, you haven't been to. Have you been to Boston? That was like your thing that you haven't been to Boston recently.
No. Oh, I mean, I haven't been to Boston
in the years that you've worked here.
No.
Exactly.
No. In a long time. I did a summer internship program in high school where I lived in Boston for like the summer and lived in the Emerson dorm rooms.
Oh, that's
those
cool.
are really nice.
Yeah, it was lovely. It was great. I worked at like a local TV station.
Oh, nice.
And yeah, that was literally the last time
you learned something new every day.
Yeah, it's the last time I've spent like a longer
I got rejected
amount of time
from Emerson
in Boston.
Oh, sorry.
Too bad.
Very sorry.
I know somebody who went to Emerson. Anyways, Philly. I've never been to Philly, so I'm excited for that. And Philly is going to be a big night for you. That'll be a lot of fun.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Then Nashville.
We've never been to Nashville.
We are going to get rowdy in Nashville.
Yeah. We added Nashville because we were just like, you know, we got to have one spot we've never been to before.
And
I know for all those that really want us to go to wherever it is you live, we started off small because, like we said, we were really nervous.
We sold ourselves so short.
We were really nervous. So we kept it limited to like, you know, the Northeast area and then, you know, we added Chicago and Nashville. We definitely will do more. We want to go out.
Tournaments.
We want to go out west. Yeah. We want to go out west. But then there's even areas around here that will
like Florida.
Do too. Yeah. Areas around here.
Not area. What,
yeah.
I mean,
I was gonna say like DC.
Oh well,
Baltimore.
You know, Florida.
Other places.
It's not around here, but
it's,
I saw someone from Hawaii. Someone from Hawaii was like, "Can you come to Hawaii?"
I would love to.
Oh, and also Canada. I know that that's
Canada would be awesome.
When we like are able to go and rules are lax and things open up like much more and we can do those things in Canada, Toronto, here we come.
Yes, we're definitely going to do more. We started off small, like Fran said.
Yeah,
we really just, you know, sometimes you just don't realize
it's
how
much
people
baby's
appreciate
first tour.
The show.
Baby's first tour, like we're this is a test drive. We want to make sure that we're good at this before we start doing it all over the place.
And we're going to be great at it.
Yeah, no,
I feel it in my bones.
I certainly think we will.
Somebody wrote to me on Twitter.
You might cry the entire time.
Oh, I'm 100%.
I'm like sneaky worried that you're going to cry at the beginning of every show.
I will cry the first show. I'm tearing up right now talking about crying.
Oh, I know.
Thinking about the fact, I already said it. I just appreciate everyone very much. I think it's insane that people would pay money to meet us and just see us talk. Like, I think it's just crazy, and I really appreciate it. I'm going to move on to something funny because I'm getting teary-eyed. Anyways, somebody tweeted to me, will there be titties or just dribbling on about The Bachelor and Shawn Mendes? Just want to know what to expect. I wrote, I'm not hosting a show without titties. So titties also will be present.
It's like, you never talk about Shawn Mendes. What is that?
I mean, it was that dude fucking trolling.
Yeah, no, I know, I know he's trolling, but like, troll.
It was an absolute troll being like, oh, you guys are going on tour. What are you going to talk about? Yeah. The Bachelor?
Titties. We're going to be showing titties on there. So if you're not buying a ticket, you're missing out. Yeah. Anyways, let's get into the show. Fran doesn't when I talk about titties.
That's not stage. True. We both have them, so they'll be
there. That's what I'm saying. Why would we would not host a show without titties unless we slice our titties off and walk on stage. Titties will be at the show.
Yep.
And the audience as well. Anyways.
Don't have to take them out, though.
Yeah, you don't. Only if you want to. I will sign your titty if you want me to. I want that noted.
I just want to put that out there.
I'm open to titty signing. Anyways, let's get on with the podcast. Anything else you'd like to add?
No.
Okay.
I'm good. I'm ready to have a good weekend. I don't want to bring it up for the millionth time.
Oh, it's your birthday weekend
coming up.
That's why I looked at you and said no. And nothing
Well, because, you know, I figured I could talk about it again on Sunday.
You're right. Because my birthday is on Monday.
Yeah, yes, exactly. So I don't need to go on about it, but the birthday weekend is, I have made it this weekend pre the Monday birthday.
Yeah. How do you feel about turning 27?
Huh. Oh, no, that's the question I wasn't going to ask.
Why?
It feels old, I'm not going to lie. Older than, I don't know, 25
and it's making me angry.
25 felt old. Yeah, 26 kind of was like, oh no, 26 totally fine. I 27 still not as bad.
I feel like
28.
Yeah, 28 is gonna be scary.
But what's nice, and I think that it is what calms me, is I am a little bit younger than my friends. Mm-hmm. Not some, like we're mixed because of the September birthdays. You know, that's right where the cutoff for school is and stuff. So. Some kids are older, some are younger. So I have a few friends that are also like turning, you know, 27. They're the same. But then one of my best friends is turning 28 the day after me. And we do our birthdays together all the time. So she's turning 28. I'm turning 27. And then Joe, his birthday is the 25th, but he's also turning 28 and not 27. So he's like a year older than me. So every time I'm just like, it's our birthdays, but yeah, at least I'm not turning 28.
Yeah, there you go. You have that going for you. Here's the thing. When people talk about like, you're turning 27, you keep saying you feel old.
Yeah.
And then for me, I'm always like, I hate when people talk about their age and how old they are, but I'm just not there yet, so I feel like I don't get it.
That must make you feel really young.
Not necessarily. Like, 24 isn't that young.
I didn't think about, ooh, like, I feel older until 25.
Yeah.
Like 25 was the moment when I was
older. I'm actually happy to be the age I am and, like, turning 25. Like, because I have always been like, you're so young. So I feel like it's all right. I'm allowed to grow up now. But my sister is 29.
Yeah.
And you would never guess my sister is 29 because she never talks about feeling old. Yeah. She acts very young. She just doesn't let that, like, her age change anything about the way she's acting. And I think more people should be like that. Because I feel like when you keep talking about how old you are, people just then see you as old.
There's a great John Mayer lyric about this, but I won't put it up.
I will say it.
It's, I play the numbers game to find a way to say that life has just begun.
That's kind of gay.
Stop this train. Shut up. Fuck you.
I'm sorry, I had to throw that one in there.
Yeah, and people have been sending that to me about
people have
music.
Been sending that to Noah.
Yeah. Honestly, I saw someone respond that, and at first I forgot about the story.
Forgot
and
about
was
the
like,
story?
What?
Like, you're like, again?
I'm like, that's mean. Oh, and then I'm like, oh, yeah.
Yeah. That's funny.
I think it's just, it's less like, you know, I definitely don't think that there's like a, ooh, act your age type situation. But I think now because you have a different perspective because you are the youngest in your family. Mm-hmm. I'm the oldest in my family. So now when I spend more time with my siblings and all of their friends and hear how they're talking and what they're saying and what they're doing, that's when I'm like, I have no fucking idea what they're talking about. you are on the other, like, you're on the opposite end of that.
And you're witnessing me with your siblings as well. Yes.
Correct.
But
correct.
You don't think about, I'm like, just, I always think about numbers, and then I get, like, depressed where I'm like, oh, I'm 26, and, like, my parents are this old, and, like, blah, blah, blah.
I know.
And then it's like, oh, like, what happened? Like, what happened in the last 10 years?
No, but it's like, seriously, good question. Noah's getting emotional. He's like, time is just going by.
Seriously, though. Fran's, I feel like I was in high school, like, yesterday.
I mean, Fran, I met you when you were 20.
When I go to these Jonas Brothers concerts, I'm like, feel like I'm 15.
Is that not crazy? I met you when you were 23.
Mm-hmm. And you were like, what, 19?
I was 19. Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yuck. I was 22.
You were 22?
February of 2017. Yeah, I turned 23 September of 2017.
Oh, my God.
That, and it makes you think, like, I was 21 when I started here, and it's like, I've been here so long now.
My 5-year anniversary is, like, next week.
Yeah.
That's crazy. I've been working for far too long for my age.
That's where it's like,
I'm going to retire.
Retiring early, so we'll be fine.
Somebody here did ask me one day. They said, Rhea, when are you retiring? Yeah. I was like, soon, I hope.
By 30.
Literally by 30, I'm just retired. My, oh my God. Anyways, let's get into the show. We have a great show, of course. We're going to be talking about Britney Spears deleting her Instagram. Ireland Baldwin is coming to the defense of Justin Bieber and Hailey Bieber after the mean Selena chant. People think they found out who the new Bachelor is. Kim Kardashian is talking about carpooling to school.
She's taking the kids to school, folks.
She's taking the kids to school, and you know we have to talk about that. And we have a great interview with Rachel Bilson. If you're a fan of The OC, then you're going to love this interview. We dive into all that. The OC is one of my favorite shows of all time. So that was awesome that Rachel came on the show. So let's get into it, starting off with Britney Spears.
With golf season in full swing, Chevy wants to help you make the most of every drive, and the all-electric Blazer EV's bold design and dynamic performance make it the perfect electric vehicle to get you to the course in style and comfort. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
So we all know Britney Spears got engaged recently, and then right after that, she deleted her Instagram. People were very concerned. They said, oh no, where did Britney go? But then she tweeted that she is just taking time to enjoy her engagement. Yep. There's no reason to worry. She just wants to enjoy the engagement.
Exactly. I really think this is the best move for her. She said, don't worry, folks. Just taking a little break from social media to celebrate my engagement. I'll be back soon. A source told Page Six that she's happy and in a great place. Silence can be a powerful thing and a powerful message. This was her decision. And is taking some time away in light of the successful path that she's been on and continues to be on following the news of her engagement and that and what's been happening with the conservatorship. So I must, like, by far, I think this is, like, the best thing. Because, like we said when we were talking about this last week, we want the conservatorship to end. We want her to be able to be on her own. But the public analyzes every little thing she puts on social media. So if she puts out an Instagram that everyone's like, ooh, like, is she okay? It just continues the conversation. And so for her, like, well, right now she's winning, you know? So just turn it all off.
Yeah. I think that's a great point that you bring up, that everyone is always monitoring her every move. Yeah. So there's really no reason for her to be on Instagram. And I also think it's just a bad place probably for her mental health to be on Instagram. Everybody's giving their opinion. She doesn't need that. But it's hard to stay away from. I think it's easy to say, hey, don't read this, don't read that, don't look into social media. It's harder to do. So I feel like for Britney's case, just wipe it clean. We don't, you know, we love Britney, but we would rather Britney be happy and enjoy her engagement than see her on Instagram. I think everyone feels the same way. We do not need Britney Spears on Instagram. We need her to be okay.
Exactly. No, I agree. And I think if this is a way for her and Sam to focus on themselves, not worry about posting or telling people where they are, anything like that, it is definitely for the best. Because, like we just said, the news picks up on every single thing she posts, comments, what she's saying in captions. Like on the engagement post, Octavia Spencer commented, like, you know, sign a prenup, like whatever. Mm-hmm. Like, it was a joke, obviously. You know, Brittany has a lot of money. And
funny joke.
Yeah, it's like we I think everyone kind of hoped, like, ooh, you know, get a prenup.
Yeah, yeah.
This just happens all the time for all these. We were just talking about it. But it's just so crazy because it's like Octavia Spencer, and she had to not apologize to us, but she did write, like, on her Instagram saying, you know, I made a joke about their engagement. My intention was to make them laugh, not cause any pain. I've reached out to this lovely couple privately to apologize and now want to restore just a smidge of happiness they were robbed of. So
imagine having to call, like, Brittany or whatever, like, hey, sorry.
Hey, sorry, I made this comment. Well, here's the thing. I think you brought up a good point when you said she doesn't have to apologize to us. She has to apologize to Brittany. Yeah, people need to start remembering that more. Like, when people get so offended for somebody else.
Right.
Octavia Spencer doesn't have to apologize to you, random commenter.
Right.
Maybe to Britney Spears if Britney's offended, but, like, definitely doesn't owe it to you.
Britney's fiance responded, being like, oh, like, we were not insulted.
I'm sure they could take a joke.
I think for them, you understand it. It's for the, you know, Britney has some of the craziest fans out there. It's for them to perhaps take it literally or go after Octavia Spencer for saying it or trying to say, like, ooh, you're taking away from the moment, things like that. But, yeah, we have really gotten into a trend of, like, public apologies that go to the world when it's like, well, you wronged one person, right? Like, it's like, I can't believe I'm bringing up
The Bachelor
Paradise, but like, it's like, Brendan doesn't need to apologize to the fucking world. He needs to apologize to Natasha.
Yeah, that's like, that's what I, like, said last
heartfelt
episode.
Heartfelt personal apology to Natasha. And we don't even need to know if it happened or not, but he should do it.
Right. That's what I said last episode when we were talking about the Instagram story. And yeah, I was like, I don't care. Like, we all think you're an asshole and we're going to talk about how you're an asshole. But, like, your apology to us isn't doing shit. We don't give a fuck. You don't have to apologize to us. You got to apologize to Natasha.
And if I'm Natasha, reading a public apology that goes out to the world that's like, I'm so, so sorry. I'm so sorry to Natasha and the way I treated her. It's like, hello, me, Natasha. Send that to, like, me personally. Yeah. And maybe he did. Maybe he didn't.
Put that energy into sending it to Natasha. Yeah. Anyways, let's not keep talking about
that. No, yeah, exactly. But I just wanted to say, like, at that point, you know, and Octavia, that's what I said. Octavia Spencer said she did this, and then she reached out to them privately to apologize. And as of right now, Brittany's going to be off Instagram. We'll see how long it lasts, but I think she'll probably be happier without it.
I think she will, but I think she'll be back on.
I bet she'll be better than Chrissy Teigen, who, remember when she, like, I'm off Twitter, and then a week later.
She was just back. Well,
she has a full-blown addiction to social media, so.
I think Brittany's going to be okay without it.
Yeah.
We talked about this a little bit last episode during the Met Gala when we mentioned Justin Bieber and Hailey Bieber. There were people chanting Selena's name when they were on the red carpet, and everyone was wondering, oh, why did Hailey and Justin look a little sad? Could be because people were just screaming Selena's name. Ireland Baldwin then came to the defense of Justin and Hailey.
So Ireland had commented saying, you know, they're one of the happiest and most in-love couples I've ever gotten the chance to be around, because the TikTok had said, like, oh, Selena fans, like, trying to ruin their red carpet moment. She wrote, you know, they don't care about them, crying, laughing emoji. They're one of the happiest and most in love couples. I know that, like, they normally don't address this stuff, especially the Selena stuff. I feel like Hailey has really tried to stay away from talking about it because it always blows up into, like, a much bigger thing. But I do think it is nice to have a small comment from a family member jump in there, because I don't know. Personally, I just feel like if I was Hailey, it blows up so much, and you probably want to just ignore it. And you know that if a friend or a family member says something, this story just continues. But it's got to feel kind of nice to have somebody defend you.
Somebody has to say something eventually. I mean, they definitely did a lot in the beginning of their relationship. I feel like Justin, remember, he went on that whole long rant on his Instagram because people were being so mean at first. And the story does continue, but it also gets the message out there, because as soon as a family member jumps in and makes a comment, now we're talking about it, right?
Yeah.
It's like, okay, now we know that Ireland is defending her. But no matter what somebody says, these people will never stop. No, they will genuinely never get it through their. It's a sickness. It is wild, legit sickness. These people are sick in the head who fixate their lives on a celebrity couple. Not even a celebrity in general, just like a celebrity couple, because they feel like a celebrity should be with somebody else because they it's genuinely sickening.
It's a celebrity couple, and it's also those that love Selena Gomez so much individually that they want to ruin Justin's life because of how that relationship ended.
It's just sickening. It's scary. It's very scary.
I know. And that, I don't know why, I just like felt like on a friend level, you know, if I was in a situation like that, I would, of course, not want to address it, and I understand that. But when it happens for so long, I would like to think that I would have a friend somewhere that would maybe like pop off in an Instagram comment one or two times and just like text me and be like, hey, sorry I did this, but like somebody's got to fucking defend you.
Right, like Kendall Jenner popping in to say fuck off one time. And I think she, like, I feel like that's the type of person who would, to just be like, can everyone fuck off?
I know. And for a reminder, Ireland Baldwin is Alec Baldwin's daughter. So they're cousins. Haley and Ireland are cousins.
And they've always been really close. So, yeah. I mean, at least someone said anything. But either way, it's just sad.
It really is. And eventually, like, and they do seem so happy. And it's just so unnecessary. I still couldn't believe that when I saw it again. But to have someone say something, it's for the best, I think.
It's not going to hurt.
No.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
It looks like we may have the name of our new bachelor. This is all moving very quickly. I think we thought perhaps we would have some time to play the game a little bit. Oh, who's it going to be on Michelle's season? But I'm just guessing that if all of this is coming out now, of course, they've already started. They're starting production, which is why this came out. E got a hold of some pictures of, it looked like they were filming, and they're like, oh, I think this is the guy. Clayton Eckerd is his name. I hope I'm saying his name right. Echard is his last name. And at this point, like, I know, I guess it's technically a spoiler because he is going to be on Michelle's season, but
there's so many other guys.
And I always feel like going in to a season, there's always a story or something viral that happened with one of the contestants that you immediately already know their days are numbered.
Knowing that this one guy doesn't make it isn't going to hurt anybody,
for sure. And when we know that they're picking the Bachelor from this group of guys,
Yeah. And it's clearly it's clear he's going home quick, I would think.
Unless
he goes far, I would be so shocked.
I would be really surprised if he goes far, just from the turnaround.
Right.
Like, it's harder to sell the love story of, hey, this guy's ready to fall in love, when he had like fucking 10 days in between, you know, Michelle's season ending and them, and then doing this or whatever it is, 2 weeks. Like, I feel like I just saw in the last week or so them talking about Michelle's season ending.
Right.
And, like, Caitlin, like, going home and, like, shit like that. Like, the host, like, talking about things coming to an end. So I do think it would have to be a guy sent home earlier who maybe everybody is going to love very quickly, but Michelle, not for her.
There's really not much to say about this because we know nothing about him.
I feel like it adds a cool wrinkle into it where, like, now you just watch him knowing. Right. He's going to be, like, he's kind of studying, like.
Yeah, and there's not much to even know about him right now.
Yeah, we just know, like, basic bio stuff. He's 28. He's from Missouri. He kind of has, like, Colton vibes. just like looks wise, just, you know, blonde hair, football kid. Played college football at Mizzou. And as an undrafted rookie in 2016, he was signed to the Seattle Seahawks. In his Instagram bio, it said, washed up athlete now trying his luck in orthopedic sales.
See, for me, this is why we just need to wait and see, because what we were hearing was like, oh, like the producers, there's something different about this guy. They resonated with him. They loved his story.
They
and
wanted,
it's like, well, we've heard about the almost football player.
Right. We've had this before.
We've seen it before. So there must be something different about him. And we're just going to have to wait and see.
Exactly. I think we'll find out. But it really does seem like this is him, because not only do we have all these reports, but, you know, we also had Mike Fleece on Twitter saying it's a, you know, next guy, next bachelor is coming from Michelle's season. Then he also tweeted, and his name starts with a C. So I think it's pretty clear that it's this guy at this point. So, Clayton, I guess you're up. Looking forward to getting to know you. Well, 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 what do you know? Kim Kardashian jumps on the Ellen show. She's talking about the fam. She's talking about Kylie. She's talking about Travis and Courtney. But she's also talking about North. The little diva North that she is. That North has, like, only, you know, she wishes she was an only child. She still has this, like, only child phase. And Kim shared that it's been a struggle to get her to go, to even get to school, because there's times when North says she refuses to ride in the car to school with her brother. And that Kim is the carpool mom on occasion. And so because there are so many friends and cousins in the neighborhood, she's the carpool mom. Sometimes they have to go in different cars. So like North will have to go in one car with her friends. And then another car will have to take like Saint with like the rest of the family members, because North only wants to be with her friends. Kim said that she'll have to separate the kids because North wants her own music. She wants her own vibe. She wants to sing with her friends. So I have to trade off. It's always a thing. Bribes.
I took away two things from this.
Okay.
One, they're going to school. They're going to school.
I told you so.
No, but
No. But that was never
okay,
her
but
argument.
Let me say my second part. Yeah. Northwest is not going to high school. That's what I took from this whole thing. She's got to be put in separate cars and listen to certain music and get certain vibes.
But at the end of the day, Kim is going to make her go.
No, Kim is not going
to
make
She's
her
making
go
her go
school.
Right now to school when she doesn't want to.
I think
you
this
have
is going
to go to elementary.
This is going
to
be my guess. I think they're going to go. They're going to be
we're back
in
here.
Person at school until, and then it's going to be different for every kid.
Every kid. Free for all.
I think some are going to make it all the way through high school. Some are not. I think North is probably going to try 1 year in a high school, and depending on how it goes, is homeschooled or not. Yes, because I mean, do you not just get fucking Queen Bee energy from North
running the high school?
I feel like she would go into her freshman year and be like, I'm going to run this school.
It's possible. I also took something else away from this. Are these celebrities all listening to this podcast? Because Kim Kardashian is talking about school. And Bella Hadid, no joke, the morning after our podcast was released, Bella Hadid posts a picture on her Instagram story of her getting vaccinated.
I think everybody was coming at her for the vaccine.
It was just us.
Gigi Hadid texted her like, did you hear the
Did you hear they're talking on Chicks in the Office about how you might not be vaccinated and you need to post a picture ASAP?
Yep.
This is what I'm taking away. Celebrities are listening to Chicks in the Office.
It's so funny.
Have fun at school, kids. I don't care.
Everyone, I just want to... This is another time. I just want to give a special hug, shout out to our listeners, because you guys were all cracking me the fuck up this morning, sending DMs of this E! News post of like, Kim's the carpool mom, and everyone's sending it, and they're like, look, they're going to school. I was dying. It was so fucking funny.
I was scared when I woke when I opened up Instagram today, because I saw like 20 comments and I was like, I didn't post a picture. What happened? And I just see tag school. I was like, oh no, for
like,
the love of
them,
God.
They're fucking going to school.
They're fucking going to school.
Not only are they going to school, but Kim's fucking carpool mom.
Imagine seeing carpool mom. Kim Kardashian pull up like in a minivan.
This is a thing. They live in the area where like either all the parents have some connection to famous people, or they're so wealthy enough that they're friends with the famous people, or they are just straight up
they're
the famous people.
Like Northwest, you know, is famous.
Like in Northwest, friends' parents are all, I'm sure, like, very, you know, well off or connected to
that would be awesome, though, if you were, like, a nobody kid and you, like, somehow became friends with North and then you're, like, in it.
That's the dream, baby.
That is the dream. And it's the cute, like, picture of that, the, them in their little fucking uniforms.
Sickening.
Kim also says she does think she is done having kids, which I feel like makes sense. She didn't. Ellen was, because they were talking about Kylie having another baby and all those things. She also said Kylie, Travis and Courtney's PDA. It's a lot, but it's cute, which I feel like is a very good description of how most people feel about it.
Right. It's a lot to take in. It's a lot for them,
but it is cute because they are so in love, but it's a lot. Exactly.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
All right, everyone, we are here with a very special guest. We have Rachel Bilson joining us. Welcome to
Hello.
The show.
Thank you.
Hold for the applause. Yeah. Rachel, thank you so much for joining us. We're so excited to talk to you. You guys all probably know Rachel from her iconic role as Summer Roberts on The OC, and she now hosts a podcast called Welcome to The OC, Bitches, where they are going through the iconic show, breaking down episodes, talking to guests. How are you doing, and how has it been reliving The OC again?
You guys, I have to tell you, I was 21 at the time when the show started, and it's been kind of traumatizing in a way to watch it again. It brings up a lot of emotions, and you're like, holy shit, like, I was so young, and, like, so much life has happened since then. But on the other side of things, it's really cool to, like, watch it back and be like, oh, I really liked this. I had so much fun doing this. And it's kind of cool to have, like, this trip down memory lane and kind of reliving your life at the time.
The OC is truly one of my favorite shows of all time. I have to put that out there. It's like, I watched it after it was on TV. I think it was on Hulu, maybe, is when I just binge watched it from beginning to end. And it continues to be one of my favorite shows. So when you guys came out with this podcast, you and Melinda Clark, we were so excited. And this is something that we are seeing a lot of actors do with their old shows, is like go through old episodes, talk about behind the scenes of what was happening during that time. And I can't get enough of it. But there was obviously a lot of conversation around the cast when the show was on TV. But it was a time where there was no social media at all, or you know, there was, but not like this. How do you think it would have been if there was?
Honestly, I definitely would have been probably the one falling out of limos without my underwear on. Like, I feel like it was such a blessing that that didn't exist then, because the amount of attention that the show got was like, oh, this is awesome. People actually like what I'm doing. But again, it's like you get a lot of attention. And I think being young, and if you don't have the right support system or whatever it may be, it can be a little toxic. And I just think we were blessed that, like, the worst of it was like the paparazzi sometimes. But if social media had been a thing, it would have been a real mind fuck.
When was the, of course you're watching the episodes now for the podcast, but when was the last time you had watched the show, and did you even ever watch the show?
We watched the show the first year. We kind of would get together and watch them. They would screen them during lunch a lot of the time. But I had not seen an episode until this podcast started. And like I said, it was an emotional roller coaster. I cried the whole pilot. It was like, oh my God. And I was a little anxious about going through the whole thing again and knowing what happens, and some characters, you know, die. And I was like, oh, this is going to be really okay. Deep breaths. And I just have to, like, strap in and try to be okay.
Yeah. Now watching the show, are you like, I like this show?
Oh yeah. Oh no. Yeah, totally. I'm like, oh, you know what? This show is really good.
The show I was on was a real hit.
Yeah.
It was like, oh, I'm like, oh, they knew what they were doing. Like, we had really good writers, and I feel like all the actors, you know, I won't speak for myself because I don't want to sound whatever, but I think everyone did a really good job and brought something different and special to each role. And it's all about chemistry. And I feel like it was, a lot of that was just all of us coming together and it just working.
Yeah, I think a lot of people loved your role specifically because Summer was such a different character, somebody who on the outside people would assume is one way, but on the inside was totally different. And you see that with her relationship with Seth, which everyone obviously loved. Yeah. But I remember reading that Summer wasn't initially supposed to be a part of the main cast. I think it was, is that true? It was like after a few episodes, yeah, you really got written in?
Yeah, so I started out as a guest star. You know, I don't think she was supposed to be a bigger role by any means, but Josh Schwartz liked, you know, how I was delivering what they were writing, and I made him laugh is why I got the role in the first place, because he was definitely not picturing like a little brunette as this best friend from Orange County, you
right.
know?
Yeah, right.
And making him laugh was key, and then he just, yeah, he kept liking what I was doing. So, and I think Adam and I were working well with each other and they saw that. And then it just kind of took its own, you know, thing. And it took its own thing. You yeah. know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. And I think Summer and Seth were genuinely funny on the show. Like you guys gave good laughs.
Thanks. We had a lot of fun. Like we were talking about an episode today on the podcast and you can tell Adam and I are just having a lot of fun with each other. And there's a lot of us that we brought into the scenes as well. And it just shows, I think, that it was a lot of fun.
Yeah. Now doing this podcast with Melinda, what, like, how have you guys been working together? Have you guys, when the show ended, and have you guys stayed in contact, or now like you doing this podcast, you and Melinda are talking again for, you know, the first time in a long time?
Yeah, like I guess I had seen her about 5 years ago or so at this OC musical thing. And before that, you know, a lot of time would go in between seeing her and I hadn't spoken to her or anything. And this podcast came up and I got her email from a mutual friend and I just shot her an email. I was like, Mindy, it's Bilson. Do you want to do a podcast? It was like, we hadn't talked in forever. And I just put it out there and she was like, she didn't believe that it was me, I guess. She didn't know that it was me. And she was like, what is this? but we wound up talking and right away we were like, yeah, this sounds like so much fun. Let's do it.
She really is iconic.
Yeah, and what's great too is there's it's a different perspective. You know, I've listened to the podcast and you remember things differently than she does. You know, she was in different scenes than you were, obviously, and dealing with different things. So seeing the show from two different point of views is really cool, and I love that. And then you guys also have been bringing in great guests, either people who have worked on the show or people who are in the cast or people who are just fans of the show. Do you have like any, because what was also great about the show is there are so many celebrity cameos that looking back you're like, wow, this person is a massive star and they were on the OC. Who would you love to get on the podcast to talk about like their character?
I mean, it's kind of crazy looking at like the whole resume of people.
Yeah.
I don't know if anyone's heard of like Chris Pratt or Olivia Wilde or Shailene Woodley, like you've heard of them, you know, but just the fact that they were all on the show, I think it was so cool. And Chris Pratt, Olivia, I adore. I love, one of the coolest people ever. Chris, also one of the coolest people, but also one of the most funny people.
Yeah.
I have never laughed harder. I had such a good time working with both of them. It would be great to have them on. It would be great to have Misha on. Yeah. You know, to be honest, because she's spoken about her experience on the show. We would love to talk to her about it. It's just been really fun catching up with a lot of people. And we've had quite a few and we have some really good ones coming up. And it's been so much fun.
Do you feel like you have a different point of view of what happened behind the scenes than, say, like Misha had?
I mean, I guess. I don't know. It's hard to say because like, from my own experience, I see things one way and she has her experience. But all I know is that I loved working with her. We always had fun when we were working. So I can only come from that perspective.
When everything went down, like towards the end of, you know, the show and things were changing. And like you said, obviously big character being killed off, things like that.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah. If you haven't watched.
Yeah.
Was there like, did you think that, like, oh, this show could go on forever? Or were you also kind of in the same mindset about things like wrapping up? Because people love The OC, right? And it's such an iconic show. And it's, but it's one of those shows that really wasn't on for that long.
And you never really see a show just kill off a main character.
Yeah.
Like, just a main like character.
The, yeah, like the main, the one. I think the show could have obviously gone on. There was a lot more to explore with it. But I don't know. At the time, you know, I was working on something else while I was doing the last season. And I was younger. And I was like, oh, I'm going to be doing a movie or whatever it may be. And, you know, life takes you in different directions. But looking back, and even at the time, I definitely would have done more. And I would have loved for it to have gone on, you know, for a really long time, like a lot of those shows do, like 10 seasons or whatever. But I'm grateful for what we did do and get. And I think it was hard to come back once we lost Misha because, you know, she was the heart of the show.
Yeah.
I still loved the fourth season. Did you see Seth and Summer ending up together?
I think so. I feel like if you went any other way, it would be a disappointment, you know, I think.
So, I mean, we couldn't have Ryan and Marissa, not like we couldn't have Marissa die and Ryan be without her, and then also not have Seth and Summer together.
Right.
Yeah, that'd be like a really big bummer.
Yeah, it would be like Game of Thrones. It wouldn't be like a happy-go-lucky show. It would just be Game of Thrones.
And one of the ways that these shows like this are so great is because they're, you do get these couples that the fans fall in love with, and they want. Even if it's not necessarily the most realistic situation, the fans want that couple to stay together.
What do you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, you know, even, you know, being young and all of those things. But, no, yeah, I think from a fan standpoint, when those things end, like, people get so pissed off. It would have been, like, a whole dramatic thing. But so now you guys are almost done with the first season. You know, I think you're through like 20-something episodes.
Yeah.
What has been your favorite episode so far to talk about?
Oh, gosh. It was fun to do the one where Seth and Summer lose their virginity. Because, like, that's super awkward and always a fun topic.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think. I'm looking forward to the Vegas one that we're getting to in a couple weeks. That'll be a lot of fun to talk about and relive.
How are you watching these? Like, are you putting a limit on how many episodes you're watching? Are you just binging it at your own pace, or what is it?
I literally, like, I have to, basically the night before we record, I watch the episode or else it won't stay in my brain and I get very confused and I have no memory. So I watch them the day before and I make my notes and everything else. But I get really wrapped up in it and I'm like, oh my god, what's gonna happen? I actually don't remember like what happens. There's so many things I'm watching that I don't remember shooting. I don't know what's gonna happen. I don't know what I say. I don't know. I forgot that Caleb dies, spoiler alert. That was, I was like, what? Like all these things. It's as if I'm the audience watching the show for the first time and I have no clue what happens other than like Marissa dying.
Yeah. Right. Yeah,
you know, that was pretty memorable.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, and I, that is what is so great about these shows, because for us too, it's like, oh, you listen to the podcast episode, you watch the episode so you can pair them up. But for me, like, it's so hard because when it's week to week, I'm like, and because you can binge, I'm like, oh shoot, I just watched like 6 episodes of The OC and now I gotta wait 6 weeks for them to catch up to where to where I'm at. It's just one of those shows that it's so hard to watch just one.
They took them off now it's on, I think, maybe HBO.
I think it's on HBO Max.
Yeah. But before that, they took it off Hulu and then I couldn't watch it anywhere and I bought it on iTunes. Like, I literally bought the seasons on iTunes.
Oh, I buy it on Amazon. That's how I watch it. I had to buy the show.
Yeah. I mean, to buy your own show.
Yeah.
If somebody hasn't watched The OC yet, I mean, you're really just missing out. I tell everyone this
and
all
also
the time.
We kind of just ruined a lot of it.
We ruined it, but
yeah,
they
if you haven't, sorry.
Oh, but they won't get it until they watch it. You know what I mean? Like, they won't feel the emotions. That graduation episode tore me up because I remember watching that around the same time that I was graduating high school. So aww. It was like, I was like, oh my God.
Yeah.
Like my friends, I'm like, is one of them going to die now? Like what's going to happen?
You're like, oh my God, they're going to overdose in Tijuana and then one's going to yes. die and then one's going to be in a car accident. And like every like horrible thing that could happen did on the show.
You guys were like 20 years older than you were, which was the deal with every show yeah. around that time, which brings us to the sure. question, what was it like at the time with so many other shows being out? Like, I think it was like,
right. So I like the girls now, the girls who were on One Tree Hill do the same thing where they are recapping One Tree Hill now as well on a podcast. And they had made some comparisons to, you know, the OC just starting and One Tree Hill starting and the comparisons between the two. And it's just interesting now, like, how did you guys view the other, you know, teen drama shows that were on at the time?
Gosh, I guess One Tree Hill is around the same time. Yeah. I don't know that I had watched it when it was on. Actually, I don't know if I've ever seen an episode of it, but I know people love it. Yeah. And I remember, like, knowing Chad Michael Murray, like, and Sophia Bush got married. Like, yeah. you know what I mean? Like, I knew those things. But I don't know that there was much, like, comparison going on or talk of that or anything. You know, we were kind of just doing our thing.
Yeah. You guys were partying yeah. on your own.
Yeah, basically, we were just like, fuck it. No, I'm just kidding. We were really, like, yeah, we were just doing our own thing.
Is there a time during filming that you remember specifically with the cast that was just like, because I remember talking to I think it was Nina Dobrev who said yeah. that for her 21st birthday the entire cast of Vampire Diaries just like flew out to Vegas one night. It was like out of control. Do you have something like that that you remember with the cast?
Yeah, we like maybe it was the second season, we went to New York and you know a thing called Upfronts where you introduce the new shows and you know advertisers buy whatever spots and we all got flown out and we had so much fun in New York and we all went to Peter Gallagher's like country house in Connecticut and played an epic game of capture the flag, all of us, like Tate and Peter and Ben and me and Adam, and I had my best friend with me and Melinda, and like it was just, we had the best time and we talk about it a lot, Camp Gallagher. We want to bring it back, we want to revisit it. It's just such like a fun memory, and we were like, we were a hot mess.
That's amazing. And I love watching all the stuff that everybody does now because, you know, Pete Gallagher's been on Grace and Frankie, which has been so great because it's
such a great show.
It's such a great show and he's so good on it. But it is still so hard to watch him and not think of, you know,
Sandy Cohen.
It's really, he just is Sandy Cohen.
Who was the other person that was up against him for Sandy Cohen? Because I remember reading about this and being like, there is no one else who could have done this role. I have to look it up now.
Yeah, I know. I mean, we talked about it and I can't even remember. Yeah.
I think it was someone like, was it Bruce Willis? Am I being crazy?
Not.
No. John Hamm.
Yeah, so I asked Josh Schwartz about this, and he has no recollection of John Hamm being in the mix. But maybe
he said he auditioned to play.
John Hamm's, I feel like if John Hamm said he auditioned,
maybe he auditioned, but didn't get far.
Yeah.
Like he never got to meet the director or writer.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know about that guy. I don't know how many places he's going. So.
Yeah. Yeah, who the hell is John Hamm?
Who the hell is John Hamm? No, he's done all right.
Yeah, one of the, you know, iconic things about the show as well is the fashion and the trends that you guys were just representing on the show and the things that you guys were doing and wearing and saying that then everybody else started doing and wearing and saying. Watching season one, is there any specific trend that you wish would come back? Because, you know, everything circles back. Everything from the 90s is cool again now. Yeah.
No, there's a lot. I'm seeing a lot of things. Some things that are terrifying that I'm like, please, just please don't bring platform rocket dogs back.
Yeah.
Like, let's just leave those. But Melinda was wearing a bucket hat in the episode we just did. And I was like, oh, well, those came back full force, you know? And so it's interesting to see all these early 2000s fashion things coming. But I don't want the really low jeans.
I was just about to say the low rise.
Yeah. Like no one needs that.
I'm a big anti-low rise.
I kind of like the low rise. Like I don't know why I'm into it right now. Not like super low, but it's just like below belly button. Because I feel like we all got to a point where we all just started hiding our belly buttons all the time.
Yes. We did, and of course, like high-rise jeans, you know, have gotten higher and higher, and now we're going.
They're like up to your boobs.
Yeah, we're going We're going lower.
It's like
and
my
lower.
Grandpa. Yeah, yes. I go to my grandpa with his. Yeah,
yeah.
For
there
sure.
has but to like, be a happy medium because I just think there was a, especially back then, things were a little less inclusive mm-hmm. when it came to clothes, and low-rise jeans. You just don't sometimes feel that confident in low-rise jeans.
It's
you
very
just
true.
Don't.
You don't. You can't bend over.
You can't, like,
there's not a lot of wiggle room.
You can't, like, wear them out to dinner and have a big meal.
No.
Like, you're, you know, it's just, you don't, yeah, it's not
comfortable.
Yeah, they're not very versatile.
Yeah, so we're definitely hoping the low-rise jeans don't come back. What did you think about the makeup watching? Because the makeup, to me, is so interesting. There's so many, like, bright eyeshadows and hot pink lips.
Yeah. But how about like the bronzer alone? Yeah. I mean, the fake tan situation, the first season of the show is so intense.
It was crazy. So
they're really selling. Yeah, they're like selling, like, we live in Southern California by the beach. Like, we look like the sun. Like,
just looking at the extras in the background, you're like, oh my God, this is a tanning salon.
Yeah. Oh, basically they were all, in the same booth together. It's pretty, I don't know, startling to say the least.
From what you've watched so far, like, was there any specific summer, like, look or makeup or outfit that you were just like, that is just terrible,
or that you love?
I wouldn't go as far as saying anything is love at the moment, but watching the Wonder Woman back, like the amount of hair they put on me and the makeup and the whole thing, I'm like, oh my God. And like, I could never do that again. So I'm like, all right, that's like a piece of time that lives there. I get to see it. It was there was a lot.
Was it really specific with hair on the show? Because I've been listening to a lot of actors and actresses talk about like how particular hair can be on set, and especially for those early shows. I never really thought about it, but like, was there any times like that maybe you wanted to change your hair and they were like, you can't do that, you have to keep it this way?
No, I think like, I don't, there was one episode where last minute, like, I was getting called to set and the hairdresser clipped fake bangs onto me and just sent me in. And now to this day, like, you see it and you're like, that is just horrific. And Josh to this day is like, he always makes a joke about bangs. Like, you do not do bangs. Like, that is just not allowed. And it was traumatizing, I think, for a lot of people. And Josh was very upset and it did not look good.
I feel like a lot of the times bangs could be traumatizing for people. It's like one of those things you think it's going to be fun and then you're like, nope.
Yeah.
Never mind.
It's never, not in my experience, it's never been a good idea.
Yeah. That's super, super fair. And then, of course, you're going to continue watching and you've made it through a season, but almost through the first season. But do you have like a specific summer storyline that is your favorite or something that you loved playing the most?
Oh, gosh. Well, like I told you guys, I'm basically watching it for the first time. I know that Summer has a really good arc. You know, how she starts and how she finishes is pretty cool. And I know all the stuff when she goes to Brown and her stuff with Chris Pratt is really funny. And that'll be fun to see again. But yeah, I'm kind of like watching it with everyone else. And I will comment on it as it comes.
She'll figure out her favorite when she wraps it up.
Listen to the podcast and hear what she remembers and what she loves. Rachel, what else is going on with you? We know I saw on Instagram you just celebrated your 40th birthday. How was that?
You know, there's like so much pressure around turning 40 and everyone's like, what are you doing? And it's just like, I don't know. So literally all I did is I took my daughter. We got our nails done on my birthday. Had like dinner at my mom's, and then on the weekend with a few friends had fried chicken and played games. Like, it was so the opposite of some like grand celebration, and I had a lot of conflicting emotions about it because you're like, oh, this is officially like old, they say, which is like, it's just not, it doesn't feel that way.
Yeah.
But yeah, the pressure around it is pretty shitty, but I made it through. I feel okay. I crossed the bridge.
And I'm sure many people have told you that you really just don't look 40 at all. Like, not even close to it.
So it's to the point now where I'm 40 and like I still get carded and I'm like, you guys, like, it's now offensive. Like, you know what I mean?
At first, like, it was flattering.
Yeah, but now it's just offensive.
Right. It's like I'm a woman. I'm a mother. Like, yes. Give me my alcohol. Yes.
I need my alcohol right now, please. You're wasting time.
Yeah, like, let's just, can we just move past this?
Well, we love the format of the show so much. And I got to say, you know, I was also a big Heart of Dixie fan. So aww, if you ever wanted to do a podcast like this for Heart of Dixie, I would not be complaining about that. Just that
you know, we had Wilson Bethel with Wade Kinsella on last week on the podcast, that because he was on the OC for one episode. Yeah, it was a lot of fun. But yes, thank you. And Heart of Dixie was so much fun to do.
That's a perfect example of how there, when you watch the OC back, and there are so many people on that show that you forget had a role on the OC.
I always forget about Olivia Wilde.
Yeah.
And her role was just amazing. And I would just gotta get her on the pod.
Just forgot. Yeah, for sure. And Jamie King, who was on Heart of Dixie, was on the OC as well.
Amazing.
Lots of crossover.
So much crossover, which is great and fun to hear you guys now get to talk about it and talk about the times on the show and watch these episodes. So if you guys want to watch the OC, get into it, hear what's going on, the episodes from the people themselves, Rachel Bilson and Melinda Clark, you can listen to Welcome to the OC, Bitches. When do the episodes drop?
Every Tuesday.
Every Tuesday. And I'm assuming you can listen to them wherever you listen to podcasts.
Absolutely.
Amazing. So everyone go check that out. Rachel, thank you so much for joining us. We really appreciate
it. Thank you. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
All right, that wraps up today's episode of Chicks in the Office. Remember, tickpick.com/chicks. You can look at the dates of our live shows, and we will be going live with the other tickets soon. We love you guys. Subscribe everywhere, and have a great weekend.